Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I'm joined by Jambi Gambar, Senior Technology Solutions Manager at VMware. Welcome, Jambi. How's it going?
Hi, Allison. Going great. Wonderful weather here in The Hague.
It reminds me a lot of my home in Portland, Oregon, which is always gray and cloudy this time of year.
Same here. No change from Berlin, Germany, and it's pretty much the same.
So we're both feeling comfortable, but what I really want to know about is what does it mean to be a senior technology solutions manager at VMware in association with the comm service provider industry?
What it specifically means is I work within our product group within the NFV business unit, which means that our focus and sole focus really is on our telecommunication customers, CSPs, MSPs, anything like that. My responsibility is really to look at our solutions because at the end of the day, when you're looking at the needs of our customers, they want to deploy network services. And our solution is an integral part of this, but it's not the complete integral part of it because it's infrastructure. So you need to put something on top of the infrastructure in order for an actual network service to exist. My group's responsibility is to help our partners understand how our solution works and also take requirements back from that interaction with partners and with customers and feed them into the product management role.
What is the evolution from a data center focus to a core network focus within the comm service provider industry? And has the birth of virtualization been the perfect moment for VMware to make that transition?
Even though I come from telco background and I worked for operators and I worked with a lot of the major vendors, I still see that there's commonalities to the problems in this problem space. We're trying to virtualize something from purpose-built hardware to VM. And there's some unique requirements that come from the fact that the telco industry is heavily regulated. There's penalties involved when I pick up the phone and there's no dial tone. Somebody's going to pay somebody else. So there were a lot of commonalities in which we can leverage our extensive experience and the whole company having done this in the past for servers, for networking then with NSX. We've done it for storage with vSAN. So all different products that in essence do the same thing. And then my group's job is actually to take these new requirements that are specific to service providers and bring them into the main product line. So we're not building something on the side just for telcos. We're taking these requirements, putting them into the main product line, which means that every one of our customers that are deploying our hypervisors, our virtualized networking stack, will be using the same requirements. So it was like a perfect moment, if you will, that just happened to be the perfect moment also for telecommunications.
Sure. Now tell me about the VMware Ready for NFV program, because it sounds like it folds right into what you're talking about.
The Ready for NFV program, in essence, brings in partners, which means VNF vendors, and we work together with them to first help them understand the capabilities of the system and then test them and make sure that we have verified that a typical VNF lifecycle on vCloud NFV is working as expected by our common customers. So that when a vendor brings a VNF into our lab, my team execute an extensive set of test cases and make sure that when it comes out of their lab, we test this, we know it's going to work. If there's any issues, we will fix it together. It's much more convenient to fix issues in the comfort on your own lab as opposed to when you're in a POC and there's a service provider sitting on your shoulder and the account manager sitting on the other shoulder and there's a lot of stress. In our lab, it's all engineers. We're all working together towards a common goal.
So I assume you're looking at carrier grade reliability capabilities within these VNFs as well as performance tuning to the VMware environment.
Yes. There's actually a few steps before that. That's almost the deep water in the pool. Actually, what carriers are interested in is, first of all, that the package of the VNF makes sense and you can consume it very easily. Once you consume that package and onboarded it into your service catalog or your service component catalog, You need to be able to then deploy it from there. You need to make sure that the resources that you assigned to that VNF are available. So you need to have some mechanism to check that. You also need to make sure that once you've deployed that VNF into your telco cloud, then what we call at VMware basic functionality is supported before you actually get to, is it performance optimized, is it not? Performance optimization is certainly something that we check in the program. Mm-hmm. We make sure that the configuration that is used by the VNFs where performance is actually relevant. And we also make sure that if a VNF that comes into the lab is categorized as a data plane intensive workload, we check that that configuration is applied correctly and that it also makes sense from the customer perspective on the end deployment. And we also check for high availability, for example. So there's two layers of high availability, in essence, in a virtualized environment. One layer, which is the inherent layer within the solution, meaning vCloud NFV, our solution, offers the VNF that's sitting on top of it some high availability capabilities, simply because our hypervisor is smart. So it understands that VM died, I need to spin a new VM over here. That's exactly the same copy. Our management solution is able to detect that server is degrading in health. It's going to fail for sure. I'm going to vacate all the VMs.
Migrate them somewhere else.
Yeah, take them out. So this is the first level. These are the inherent capabilities of the underlying platform that, in essence, the VNFs can consume.
Mm-hmm.
We check for that. There's a second layer, which is the VNF itself. That's something that's a lot more difficult to check because it changes between every implementation,
sure,
obviously. So this is typically the kind of test that will be done later on in a service provider lab because they typically change based on the use case and what kind of environment is being consumed.
Right, exactly. What has been the response from operators for those VNFs that have flowed through the VMware Ready program, and what is the speed of deployment for things that have gone through this program compared to the old way of doing things?
Right. The program operates for about 2 years now, mm-hmm, and we've seen a significant uptick in the number of VNFs that's coming into the lab, I would say, in the last year and a half. Currently, we have published 46 different VNFs that already went through this program in this time. And three additional ones are just waiting for publication, so I can't officially name them, but
we'll wait.
They're done. So they're just going to get published soon. So that actually means that we're almost at the 50 mark in under 2 years.
What is the role of Intel architecture within the delivery of these VNF solutions within a VMware environment? And where does the benefit of VMware really understanding and influencing that underlying architecture help in terms of the solutions that are being delivered to the market?
So as you said, yes, we work very closely to make sure that we're in line with all your new bells and whistles you provide to us. In the performance space, that's a very close collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it starts from important yet simple things like drivers that improve performance all the way up to things like NUMA alignment. And in essence, every capability that we currently have built, for example, into our newest VIM, mm-hmm, into VMware Integrated OpenStack, for example, can be traced back to some capabilities that exist or that have been promoted heavily by Intel and us working together to make the support needed in our products.
Fantastic. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jambi. One final question for you. If folks want to engage in the VMware Ready for NFV program and want to engage with VMware on a POC or a trial, either way, where would they go for more information?
The Ready for NFV program actually has its own website. And if you type VMware Ready for NFV in your favorite search engine, then you're going to get there. And other than this, our solutions website, which is vmware.com/NFV, will also get you all the information you need, all white papers, joint performance white paper we did, anything you can imagine will be there. And that's also where you get contacts.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you guys for hosting me.